So last night we watched the new Willy Wonka movie. I think it came out last year with Timothy Chalamet as Willy Wonka, and it's a very sweet movie. And we were sitting there on the couch. I was sitting between my two daughters, and my wife was stretching on the floor next to us. And there was just a moment at the end of the movie where I've got my arms around my kids, and they're both crying in a good way because the movie's that sweet. And I just didn't want the moment to end. And then it ended, you know, it was there, and it lasted for 10, 15 seconds, and then it was gone. And that's life for you. The moments you want to last, they don't last. And so you need to make more of them. And if you think you're going to capture the moment in some way, you might. I mean, this recording is capturing that moment to some extent. Now whenever I listen to the music, I'll remember it. But that moment was that moment. And then we were on to a different moment. Parenthood is full of these moments where you just want to freeze time and be there for longer. And yet you can't. And I think as humans, we are constantly in this struggle where we want to be present in our lives, where we are right now. And in the especially good moments, you just want to stay there. But time keeps marching on. And, you know, you can make the best plans to create those moments for yourself. But then life will come along and serve you something different. Last night I was going to take a cold plunge after the girls went to bed. I had failed to do it during the day, and I thought, it's okay, I'll do it last thing at night, it'll help me sleep. But as I opened the back door to go out there, I got hit by a strong whiff of skunk. And I immediately closed the door and thought, well, that's not happening the way I thought it was. And it's a great example of how you can make the best plans, right? Plans that will work in every possibility, except something that you hadn't foreseen just came up. And then life is going to be something different than you thought. That's such a tiny example, but we're surrounded. Well, our lives are really molded by these unforeseen circumstances all the time. An illness, an injury, a chance meeting, a chance pregnancy. Our lives and the lives of those around us are full of these things, and often they're the things that determine what happens and what doesn't. And so there's a dance that we do with the universe where we make plans to have these moments, to make life good. You make plans, and then life will be what it is, and the dance is how you keep moving towards your plans and your goals while gracefully accommodating the things that happen and allowing the chances of life to shape to some extent what your goals are. A great example of this is our home. I love our home. and I don't want to leave it, but we could have ended up with a home that I would have been happy to leave. Who knows why? You know, maybe you love your home, but then they decide to put a highway in next to it. Or maybe your home is the best you could afford at the time, but you know it's not the one for you forever. Right? And then you have a different restlessness in your life. A restlessness to continue searching for that place that's better. Now, I don't think I'm going to find a place that's better. I think I can... The changes I want to make, I can make within this home. And when I think about some of the things that our home doesn't have, you know, more land, big open fields, I don't know, maybe some waterfront. Those things feel like something that I can let go of in exchange for the other good things that being here has. And who knows, someday, maybe life will present me with a home where I'll say, well, that's clearly where I want to be instead of this. But every day that I sink deeper and deeper into the relationships with my neighbors, a sense of being at home in this place, the less likely that is to happen. But that might not have been that way, right? I feel incredibly fortunate to have found a place that has turned out to be that. It could not have been, right? When you buy a home, it's never what it, all it could be. I mean, unless you're incredibly wealthy and buying a home that's already had every possible thing done for it. But that was not the case with ours, and it could have been that having moved in, we found that it just didn't suit us. But at least for myself, I find that it does. At any rate, you make your plans, and then life happens, and you dance with those plans around what life is actually throwing your way. And the key is that if you don't make plans to have those special moments, they're far less likely to happen. And if you don't cultivate within yourself the capacity to notice and appreciate and revel in those moments, then even those moments that you do have will pass you by. And so for me, a good life is one in which I actively pursue those moments. I'm not particularly great at what the best rituals and routines help you do is they help put you in a place where you can see those things. And so when I have special, you know, so we do have some rituals in our house, right? We make each other tea and coffee in the morning, and we sit around doing the New York Times spelling bee and other. It was such a lovely experience. The two guys working in it were great. We got to sit in the sun while they made them for us, brought them home, and we ate them on the porch in the sun, basking in the sunlight. And it was so great. You know, it was just one of those moments where you think, wow, this bite is so delicious. Wow, it's so great to be sitting here. Wow. And it was precisely because it was different from what we normally did, that it was so memorable. So you can't capture, you can't keep those special moments forever. But if you live with care and attention, you can find the next special moment that's coming your way. And if you live with care and attention to what will expand those moments, right? Which means being careful about the opportunities you lean towards, thinking about, well, what makes those special moments for me? It's my family. So spending time fostering those connections with my family, having kids, talking to my kids about having kids so that hopefully in 10 or 15 years, I'll have grandkids. And that will have its own suite of special moments. If you live in that way where you pay attention to what might cause those special moments to come down the road towards you, well, then you get more. And it's not so bittersweet that they're always passing. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.